Here we are in chapter 5, Mishnah Vav. And last week we talked about how Yehuda represents that aspect of the divine that goes and looks beyond the letter of the law, right? And so he represents the curse. Cursed is the one who smites his mother and father, being Chochmah and Bina. Right? And then after that we had cursed is the one who moves the boundaries of his neighbor. And we said that that refers to the tribe of Yisachar. So I want to look at here, note 21. This is on page 12. So this is a piece of from the Sefer Shara Psukim, which is Torah of the Ari, from the Talmidei Ari. Pashas Vayetze. So the story was, Leah buys a night with Yaakov, that really Yaakov should have spent that night with Rachel, and B'doidoi B'nech, with the mandrakes or the jasmine that Reuven had found, Leah buys a night with Yaakov, and we know that it was a very important and earth-shattering event cosmically, because that night Yaakov became the zivug for Leah. Up until that point it hadn't been really a zivug, but that moment, that night, became a zivug. And it says, "Vayishkav imo balailahu," and he slept with her, he lay with her that night. So it doesn't say balailo hahu as it should, but rather balailo hu, as though it's saying, and he slept with her at night, him. So the Shara Psukim says, V'lechein neva ato inin Yisachar. So let's now understand who Yisachar is, because Yisachar is conceived that night when Yaakov spent with Leah instead of with Rachel. D'ho yeloi loy makro v'yishkav ima b'layla hahu. The text should have said, and he lay with her that night, hahu. Aval ha'inin hu. So why does it say him rather than it? K'mosh kosev zal b'medrash anelem, and this is, he's pointing to a Zohar. The medrash anelem is one section of the Zohar, and it's a commentary to the Megillah of Rus. Meini Rabbi Akiva shehu Yisachar. It says in the medrash anelem that Rabbi Akiva is the soul or the reincarnation of Yisachar. Ki Yisachar nislabish v'nisabe b'Rabbi Akiva atzmai. That Yisachar clothes himself in the body of Rabbi Akiva himself. Kenoida, as is well known, she'aser sashvotim kulam, that the 10 tribes, nis'abru ba'asor harugei malchus, they were reborn in the 10 martyrs who were killed by the Romans. Lechape avoin mechiris Yosef atzmoi, to atone for the sin of the sale of their brother Yosef. And this is what it says there in the Medrash Anelem. So, Yesh Hashto Secha Le'achazman. Yesh Hashto Secha Le'achazman. The word Yisachar, right, can be split into two words, which is Yesh, there is, which is now. Sechar, yesh sechar. Sechar is a reward that's going to come later. Pirush, ki Yisachar nislabish lachas zman b'Rabbi Akiva atzmoy, because Yisachar is now, but Rabbi Akiva is later. Boaz, zochar lalis b'chochma, and when Yisachar was clothed in the body of Rabbi Akiva, then he goes up and really, he becomes the chochem, and he is zoiche, he merits to clothe himself in the sphere of Chachma, which is Machshava, the thought, which is called Yesh, because we know that the sphere of Chachma is the revelation of Yesh Me'ayin. B'soid kach olam b'machshava, in the secret of, so it arose in the thought, which is how Rabbi Akiva's life and death is described to Moshe. When Moshe asks about it, God says, "Kach ola b'machashova lefonei." V'da, ki kol nishmois shel hashvotim, all the souls of all the tribes, Him Anofim Shel Yaakov. They are branches of Yaakov. They are aspects of Yaakov. Mashein Kem Yisochah. But not, this is not the case, says the Shara Psukim, with Yisochah. Ki hu hu kimat bechinas atzmusa shel Yaakov Avinu. Yisochah is not an aspect of Yaakov. He is Yaakov. And he's not one of the branches that connects to Yaakov. So the name Akiva is really Yaakov backwards. Because if Akiva is Yisochar, then Akiva is now an aspect or a personification, rather, of Yaakov. So now the Shara Psukim is saying that Yaakov, in a sense, comes back through Rabbi Akiva. And this is the secret now we understand. It says, and he slept with her that night, him. And it doesn't say that night. Loima, kimilas hu, the word who, it, is going back not to Yaakov, but the lying, the intimacy. Ki Yaakov hashoichev ima, because the Yaakov who lies with Leah, who atzmoi bechinas haldoisa vahi. This is the real Yaakov who's lying with Leah now. Venosnoi ba bechinas shchiva vezivuk. So Yaakov puts himself in totality into Leah that night. And this explains the greatness of Yisochah and who Yisochah was. We know that Yisochah was the one who was dealing and learning the Torah more than all the other tribes. Because he is Yaakov. Yaakov is the middle column. He's the body of the middle. It's from Yaakov that the 12 directions that we're going to be learning about, that they spread out, right? So Yaakov is like the middle point, the very, if you look at the 12 directions pointing outwards and now you turn the arrows inwards, they all point at one central point, which is Yaakov. It's already been explained in its place. Why was Rabbi Akiva an ignoramus for 40 years? Because Rabbi Akiva also expresses the 10 drops of seed that Yosef spilled. Tikunim Tikun Islands is explained in the Sefer Tikunim of the Zohar. And Rabbi Akiva used to say, "Mi'iten li tamut chochem." Who would give me? When he used to talk about himself as an ignoramus, he used to say, "You know, when I was an ignoramus, before I was age 40, if you would have shown me a Talmud Chochem, an ashchenu kechamor, I would have bitten him like a donkey, like an ass." So Yisochar, everybody knows that the totem of the tribe of Yisochar is the chamor, the donkey, right? Shehu hepech shoshes. Rabbi Akiva is saying, when I didn't have the Torah, I was like rabbit, you know. Shehu mebechinas Torah shebiksav. Okay, so now we had a look in. We did the Mishnah. Let's have a look at the note number 23 on page 13, where I mentioned that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to heaven and he sees God tying these crowns, he said, why can't you give me the Torah the way it is? Why, was it got some last minute jobs you have to do? Mi ma'akev al yadchu. Who's preventing you? So Rashi says, mi ma'akev. He says, bal karchach, against your will, right? It's like God is being forced to tie these tagging these crowns to the letters. So what I wanted to say is that the tagging that Rabbi Akiva, that God has to tie these crowns to the letters, and he says, because man is coming after many generations, his name is Akiva, and he's going to need these to tie basically his halachot. He's got so many laws that he's going to be deriving from these verses in the Torah that he needs more material. So if you think of the letters as being black and the space around them as being white, then by making the letters bigger, the black is expanding into the white. It's like the darkness is increasing and forcing the light to withdraw, because the more ink you put on the page, the less light comes out of the page. So by expanding the letters, God is saying, I have to withdraw my light. So God has to make room, so to speak, in the Torah for Rabbi Akiva. And this is what Moshe is asking, Mima Akev Al Yotcho, who's forcing you? Right? And of course, we were learning that's because in the previous chapter, in the third chapter, that Rabbi Akiva is the machria, right? He's the one who can force. Either way, he doesn't come to make shalom. He's not there to make a compromise, but rather to force the issue, because that's how he understands the idea of machria. So now let's move on to Mishnah Zayin. B'sefer Me'ah Sheloi Chelik Beis Mefarash Aposik. It's written in the Torah, Orur Shoychev Im Chosantoi. Cursed is he who sleeps with his mother-in-law. So the Ishbitzer says, Hu Neged Zevulun. This corresponds to the tribe of Zevulun. Why? Ki Isha Roimis Liyiro. Because we have the idea that we have male and female, we have Ahava and Yiro, we have the right side of the tree, which is Chesed, the left side of the tree, which is Din. So, male is Chesed, female is Din. So, the Isha refers to the wife, refers to Yiro, fear. I know it's kind of like a bit of a cliche, right? Wife is Yiro, wife is fear. But in Kabbalah, this is the metaphor they're using. So what's, if his wife is Yiro, then what's higher than that? His mother-in-law, right? His wife's mother, right? His wife's female, right? So her female, her mother, right? So she's like the Yiro of the Yiro. So when we think of what is it to go above Yiro, to go beyond the fear, into beyond the fear of the fear, that's Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, who took the Keteris into the Kodesh Kodeshim, into Lefnai v'Lefnim. This is Kabbalistically, mother-in-law, that which is above the fear, is the kind of act that Nadav and Avihu do, which is like completely intrepid, right? L'malo me'isho yiras Hashem, says Shekachen v'hevel ha'yoifi. Beauty is a lie, right? And grace is a lie, and beauty is just nothing. Isho yiras Hashem, he to salah, but a woman who fears God is praiseworthy, right? So Chesanto, the mother-in-law, is beyond that. V'shevet Zvulun hoi lam mihiras. And the tribe of Zvulun, says the Ishbitzer, they had this express quality. They were swift, they were so speedy. V'gam gvula sheil l'choif yamim. And also the fact that Zvulun lived on the Mediterranean coast, that bit of territory was his. Gam kein roim ez al mihiras also suggests this kind of rapidity. So you have to be careful, you have to know when to stop, there has to be boundaries and so on. Yeah, you can't just do things because you think they need to be done. Like, you know, Nadav and Avihu, they didn't stop to ask their uncle Moshe, hey, should we do this? They didn't stop to ask their father Aaron, should we bring this incense? And no, they just felt something needed to be done, they did it. That was kind of how Zvulun is. And that's called sleeping with the mother-in-law. Venera Li, further down the page, the next paragraph, Venera Li Biuroi, seems to me what it means is that this Shoshodesh Nishma Zvulun Buloi Mebechina Zu, that the source of Zvulun's soul comes to him from this Shetomid Mishtoikik Le'amuna Peshuta, that his longing, he longs for a kind of simple faith, ubitochen, and a sureness. Shilamal Mikala Yiras, it goes beyond any kind of fear. Lamal Ma'atev, it's beyond anything natural, right? A person can have so much emuna betochen, so much faith, right? It doesn't really respond to any kind of rational but. There's no but. K'modat Omer, Ekro Lelikim, I call on Elikim, which is the b'china of pachat, right? Elyoin, high. Lokel, kel is always chesed. Goymer Olai, who finishes things for me. So, yeah, it's true that Elikim, which is gematria teva, you know this, but I, you know, I call Lokel, Goymer Olai. So things, I live in the world, yeah, but you know something? I don't really live in the world, because I call on God who finishes things for me. The Isabi Rishalmi Omer Abin. Reb Abin says, Ekro lelekim elyoin lokel goymerlai, I call upon God the High, to God who finishes things for me. Bas shol ashanim v'yom echad. What does it mean? That if a girl was 3 years and a day, and something happened that her, she's no longer permitted to marry a kohen because her virginity was taken away. Right? We know a kohen, kohen gadol, has to marry a virgin. Right? So something happened to her. And then nimlochim based in leubroi. So then it was ibiyur, right? So there's another chodesh adar. So now instead of being 3 years and a day, now she's only 2 years and 11 months and a day. Hapsulin choizrin. So, oh, because we have a halacha that for less than 3 years, if the child is less than 3 years old, then the body is different and it just fixes itself. So if based in Disa yesterday, we thought she's 3 years old, so she wasn't ready to marry a kohen anymore. Now she's 3 years. Now she's only 2 years and 11 months and a day, so it fixes itself. You know, the Torah, the Gemara is trying to say that how come nature is interfered with, that God has given the Chachamim the power to decide when Rosh Chodesh is, and since the halacha is that 3 years, less than 3 years, it fixes itself, more than 3 years it doesn't. So therefore, if God gave the power to the Chachamim to decide what month is, when the month is, when Rosh Chodesh is, and when to make a Ibiyur, then he must also have given them power over nature. So that's the meaning of Ekro Lelekim, I call upon God, Lekel Goymer Oilai, to God who finishes things for me. In other words, he gives me power to make the Chodesh, therefore he must be the one who fixes things for me, walks behind, ties up the loose ends, right? Make sure that it works. V'im lav, ein apsulin choizrin. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara also says in Nida Tanya Nam Hoche, Roich ve'gemalim, kulam rishon. The camel ears, those who take these camel trains through the desert, they're mostly Rishon, they're mostly, you know, they don't really care about people's property, you know, they're not famous for being good guys. Hasfonim, but sailors, kulam tzaddikim, they tend to be very pious. Why? Because, you know, you're always in danger of, like, drowning, you know, like, something that keeps your mind on reality, right? So the Sfanim. So who were the Sfanim? Who were the sailors? The tribe of Zvulun. Asfanim bichen Zvulun kumei deisa ha'hu da'ave ko'ozev omer akef yama asisne birata. Somebody who says that, you know, a little hovel on the seashore is better, is a palace, right? Somebody who is desperate to be by the sea on the sea. But Kavash Khudim is Zvulun Kosin. So they find that he comes from the tribe of Zvulun. They can't stay away from the sea. Tchsev zvulen lechayif yamim yishken, because the Torah says that zvulen, he dwells on the seashore. V'is Rishalmi, we also learn in the Gemara, o'al Rabbi Yochanan got up and he spoke and he dorash, yoyna ben amitai mizvulen hoya. Yoyna, the one who hopped onto the ship to escape from God, he was from the tribe of Zvulun. So they were sailors. She'emunas shevet Zvulun hoysa kol kach hazoko. The emuna, the faith that this tribe had was so powerful. Bechinas yoyda yom bonios, like the verse says, those who go down to the sea in ships, heimeroim alsa Hashem, they're the ones who get to see the work of God. Like we learn, Kishefa Yamim Yenoku, the Moshe Rabbeinu blesses the tribe of Zvulun, and he says that they enjoy, they nourish from the abundance of the sea. Ulefisha Hoyle Zvulun kol kach miftach oiz b'Hashem Yisburach, and because Zvulun had so much faith in God, Sheafapi Shepochad Laos is Dova. Even though he was afraid to do something, he never could hold back. Even if he was afraid to do something, he still didn't stop him from doing it. Because of all the faith that he had that it was going to turn out good, Zvulun didn't really pay attention to fear. So therefore, the Torah warns him, cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law. Mishnah 7. Himlich oy Zion behiluch. So God enthroned the letter Zion over walking. V'kosha loy keser, and tied it a crown, v'tzorfon zeh bezeh, and combined them with one another. V'tzor behem tu'umim ba'olam, and fashioned Gemini, the twins, in Oilam, Vesivan, the month, in Shona, Veregel, Smoil, Benefesh, Zoch, and Akeva, and the left leg, in man and woman. So Hiluch is Bechinas Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova, Kedisa B'Sefer Likutim, so we were talking that each of the tribe represents one of the Tanaim, who was involved as one of the ten martyrs. So in the Kisvei Ari, in the writings, it says Zvulun is Galga Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. Let's look at the next Mishnah. Psich le Mishnah Ches. B'sefer Me'a Shiloyach Mefarish HaPosuk, he explains the verse in Deuteronomy where it says, Oru Shoychevim Eshes Oviv, cursed is the one who sleeps with the wife of his father. Hu Neged Reuven. And it's interesting because historically the Torah tells us that he went Vayishkav and he slept with Bila, who was his father's wife, right? Even though we find out that it's not actually what happened, nevertheless it's interesting that it fits here. So the Ishbitzer says that this curse corresponds to Reuven. Why? Ki abuchoy betoylodo yochel izdamis la'oviv, because by nature the firstborn has the most tendency, the greatest tendency, to mimic the father. And to do the things that his father does, even if they're not really suited to his personality, not really appropriate. And this is what is hinted at with this concept of lying with his father's wife. Venera li biuroi. This is the second paragraph on page 16. Sheshoyrish nishmas Reuven, the source of Reuven's soul, boloi mebechinezu, comes to him from this aspect of the divine shetomid mishtoikik libedidus, that wanted to be alone. Ulehizboididus, and wanted to just meditate by itself. Wanted solitude. Lulechiz bedarche oviv, wanted to go in his father's way. Reuven, really, he wanted to be like his father. Lios miyoshvei oholim. The Torah tells us, Yaakov ishtam. Yaakov didn't want to be a shepherd. He didn't want to be a businessman. He wanted to sit in the tent and study. And that was what Reuven wanted to do. Tchsiv, It says V'Yaakov holach ledarkoi. Yaakov goes on his way. Uksiv b'Ruven V'yelech Ruven b'meik tzirachitim. Ruven also says V'yelech. He goes. Where does he go? He goes because he doesn't want to hang out with his brothers. And as Yaakov does when he cheats his father with the clothing of Esav, so Reuven does with the clothing of Yosef. He cheats his father. It says Venoso Degel in Pashas Bamidbar. It says, and the flag moved. What does it mean, the flag moved? It doesn't mean the flag, it means the Yidden were camped in four camps around the Mishkan, around the tabernacle. In the east was Yehuda and Issachar Zvulun, and in the south was Reuven, Shimon, Gad. So Reuven, that was called the flag, Dega Machne Reuven, the flag of the camp of Reuven. So what does it mean, Venoso, and they journeyed? It doesn't mean nosa, it means hechinu atzmam ishal digle, they prepared themselves to journey. Shohoichim achad degel b'nei Yehuda, because they all followed when Yehuda, his camp, when his flag started to move, everybody started to move. B'nei b'chala shvotim ksiv b'nei, with all of the tribes, it says, and the children of that tribe, it's a Reuven ksiv machne Reuven, but by Reuven it just says the camp, it doesn't say b'nei Reuven. So the Amikdav says, "V'edav reg b'Torah." There's nothing that's just superfluous or just coincidental. So what is it teaching us? V'nera de mikano itziu chazal. So from here, the sages learned, "Shehareishnun ish shohoyim koyrav b'machlekoisoy hoy elitzur ben shteo v'chaverav." That the 250 men who rebelled against Moshe, with the Torah tells us that Korach made a rebellion against Moshe. When Korach died and his family, 250 of the elders of the Eden died with him. They were involved. So who were they? They were the heads of the tribe of Reuven. So the Hamikdavah says it's because the Torah gives us a hint. It doesn't call them B'nai Reuven. It just calls them Reuven. And so the rebellion with Moshe wasn't coming like Dosam v'Aviram, who they were just rebels and they just used to, you know, complain at Moshe whenever they could. The 250 who died, these were the Groyser Chassidim, right, the Rebbes. And Mitzachoi Purushim Mizboidim Niskar v'Lashem, what was their argument with Moshe is that they wanted to be Kohanim in the sense of being separate. Because the tribe of Reuven, they get this from their ancestor Reuven, they just want a solitude. They don't want to have to like deal with people. And so they come and they think that the way to do it is to become Koyanim. And they say to Moshe, we also want to be Koyanim. B'zayim midas Reuven atzmoy, and this was Reuven's midah. And then we find him, you know, at the sale of Yosef, you know, all the brothers, and they sit down to eat, and Reuven goes away, right? Because he didn't like being with them. He was separate from them. And you can see from the way the verse describes, Yoshev Reuven al Arboy, he comes back to the pit. So where had he been? And then he came back to the pit and he sees Yosef is gone. And that's why when it comes to the journey, it doesn't say that the children of Reuven moved, but Reuven moved, because they were all, that was their oifi of that tribe, Elika Reuven Atzmai. And this is what the Hamikdava says. So I want to say that this is Pshat, in the Ishbitzer, when the Ishbitzer says that Or Shoichev Imeshes Aviv, that refers to Reuven, that he's, you know, he copied his father a little too much, and that Yaakov really wanted to be in solitude and alone. V'yidum esfum sheRuven ben Yaakov nizgalgu b'Reb Eliezer haGodol, that we know that Reuven was later in the Gilgal reincarnated in Reb Eliezer the Great. V'gam boi hoya midazu. And Rabbi Eliezer the Great also had this unfortunate tendency of wanting to be alone, and he got his wish. L'bsof yotze mash yotze shemes b'cherem. He ended up dying in excommunication. So that's why the Torah particularly warns the tribe of Reuven or Shechivim Eshes Ovim not to try and do what his father did. And so it tells him, cursed is the one who sleeps with his father's wife. Mishnah 8. Himlich ois ches. So God enthroned the letter ches, b'ri'ia, in seeing. B'kosha lai keser, and he ties it a crown. B'tzor from zebezeh, and combine them with one another. Tsar ben Sartan Boilam, and he fashions cancer, the crab, in the world, Vitamuz Bishono, Vyad Yamin Benefes of Nekev in the right hand. Note number 26. Re'ir. So with Reuven we find Re'ir, sight. Bechinus Rebeleza Dichsiv Besef Likutim, Benin Asur Rebbe Malchus. That the 10 martyrs are the 10 tribes. But Tzorech Leda B'min is Galgon. We need to know who's who. This is the Sefer Likutim. So this is what the Sefer Likutim says in the name of his Rebbe. Whether he's talking about the Arizal or Reb Chaim Vital, I'm not exactly sure. I think it's Reb Chaim Vital talking in the name of the Ari. This is what my Rebbe said. Shoma hashlichu oisoy. Reuven said, let's throw him into the pit. V'loy hiskim b'harigosoy. And Reuven didn't agree to the idea of killing Yosef. He said, no, kill him, put him in the pit. Im kol zeh nenush, nevertheless, he gets punished that later he's one of the ten martyrs. Ubo b'Reb Eliezer ha-godol sh'nitpas l'minus. And he gets stuck in Reb Eliezer Godel, who ends up in Cherem because he refused to accept the rabbinical decision. It's not like the other martyrs who were actually killed. Just as he didn't want to have Yosef killed, so he isn't killed. He said, "Shom hashlichu, throw him out into the pit." But you know something? It says, the pit was empty, it had no water. The Chachamim say, why do we need, if it's empty, it had no water, obviously. Because it didn't have water, but it had snakes and scorpions, right? And Reuven didn't mind that Yosef gets thrown into a pit with snakes and scorpions. Therefore, so he gets punished by being a little bit excommunicated because of his heresy, because heresy comes from the original serpent. And by throwing Yosef into a pit with snakes, so he wakes the snakes up, and then later in his life, and when he's reincarnated in Rabbi Eliezer, he has to grapple with those snakes of heresy. So he becomes a heretic. When Moshe Rabbeinu is blessing the tribes, he says Yichi Reuven Val Yomus. Let Reuven live and not die. Well, obviously, if he's living, he's not dying. So Yichi Reuven Val Yomus Misetinyono. So the Ari says, let him not die a second death. Because wherever it says in the Torah Mois Yomus, a double expression of death, it's two kinds of death, this world, that world. Because die is the death that we all have to die. But if a person has to like be born again, to die again as some kind of a expiation of the guilt, al oisemisenema yumus loylem abos. So this was a mois yumus. Rachmona litzlan. Loylem shetzorich lova bepam aches. Oylem habo doesn't mean yenevelt. It means this world having to come again to this world to be born again. Avo beruven Shoy's kavanos le toive, Reuven, whose kavana really was, I didn't want Yosef to die. Lo nischayev misik ishar shvodim. He didn't have to die again like the other shvodim had to be born to die to expiate the guilt. So he has to die once, but they didn't kill him like the others. So that's why it says, Yichi Reuven, let Reuven live, va'al yomus, and not die. Gam Tovin, so the Ari also said, Ki Reb Eliezer baruchu chaverav, Reb Eliezer was cursed by his colleagues. V'hu haya nosi Reuven, and he was really, he was the prince. I mean, Reb Eliezer HaGodol, he was Reb Eliezer the Great, Reb Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. And he ends up being cursed by his colleagues. V'gam Reuven baruchu ochiv b'din v'chet bila, and also we find in the Torah when Reuven messed around with his father's bed in the tent of Bilhah, his brothers also gave him what for? Ad shenisnatzu bem ruach hakodesh v'yodu shelo yichoto, and it was only when they all started to prophesy and realize that Reuven hadn't actually sinned with Bilhah that they stopped jeopardizing with him. V'tam shenikra Reb Eliezer Godol, so now we understand why he's called Reb Eliezer the Great. Ki k'mo shoy Reuven abachar, like Reuven was the firstborn, so l'chein nikra Godol Reb Eliezer. So let's begin at least Mishnah 9, or maybe not. Let's stop here.